Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, rocking up a podcast to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them at 4191 A Manchester Avenue, right there in the heart of the Grove, between the demo and the ready room. Hey, check it out this Saturday, April 16th is Record Store Day. Come on down and check out what they got going on. Doors open at 7, first 25 people are in line, get an exclusive bag of goodies, and then over at the demo right next door at 11 a.m., live music from Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals, 18 and Counting, Adult Fur, Old Soul, and Old Souls Revival. So come check all that out. And lots of great exclusive vinyl. Go to recordstoreday.com to see some of the stuff that they are releasing this year. And then if you need any more information, feel free to check out their Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
We are the Driftaways, and you are listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here. Rock Paper Podcast. Coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out with the guys of the Driftaways. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, howdy.
So yeah, I was drove out here, hanging out at practice. You guys were jamming and sounding really good, and but yeah, I've been noticing you guys' name a lot around St. Louis music here, and I want to get to know more about the bands and the people making the music. And I started first with a lot of my friends, but I've networked out farther and farther to where I've been, like tonight, going to practice or wherever and meeting up for the first time and getting to know you guys on the mic and having fun with it. And so, that's what I'm here tonight now to learn all about Driftaway. So thanks for having me over.
Awesome. Oh, cool. Yeah, thanks for coming.
Yeah. So I guess before we get going too far, you guys want to go around the room and everybody sure. Say hey and introduce yourselves?
I'm Kevin, and I play drums.
I'm Zach. I play sax and sing and guitar and other stuff.
I'm Dane, and I'm lead guitar and lead vocals.
I'm Brian, and I'm trumpet.
I'm Nick, and I'm on the bass.
And I'm Sean, and I play trombone.
All right.
Sean also runs most of our dub pedals. On stage, so he's pretty much our dub master.
He doesn't give himself enough credit.
Yeah, now he does much more than just play the trombone.
Dance around, press a bunch of buttons.
The knobs and the levers, man.
Yeah. He spends a lot of the show on the stage. Uh-huh. Our keyboard player is not here tonight, Stewie.
Yeah?
Yeah, he couldn't make it out. Too bad for him.
Vegetable stew.
He got a new car, though, today.
Yeah, he got a new car! Yeah.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I
don't know how anyone affords a new car. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was reading online on your guys' page. You guys got an album coming out, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's been coming out for a while now. It's just kind of a long process. But, Sunshining, it just released on iTunes, YouTube, the full digital. We've had copies of it for a little bit now, but, like, the full digital release just happened. So it's very exciting. It's our first, full release. It's 10 tracks. It was a lot of fun to make, and it's, really creates, the bulk of, what our core material was, and they're really
at the time that we recorded it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all kind of old stuff, but that's the nature of recording. It takes a while to do, especially when you don't really know what you're doing and you don't work it out yourself.
We've written pretty much the whole second album, and
that's coming very soon.
I'd say within the year.
Yeah.
Nice.
As soon as we record it, it'll be recorded.
Right.
That's the way those things work.
Yeah.
It's ready to be.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we got a lot of fun shows this summer. We really want to, you know, work out, you know, all the kinks in these, you know, second album songs, and then you record later. You know, once all festy season's over and, like, you know, all that good stuff.
For sure. Yeah, I was listening on the YouTube stream. I listened to, did you guys put out like an EP as well or something? There was
an EP put out before the album.
Yeah.
older songs.
A few of them actually, because there's a couple samplers that we put out.
Yeah.
That had that other stuff on it.
The
dubs.
Well, the dubs that we've made at home. Yeah.
We did a couple of those.
A lot of it was. You know, professional studio recording, and some of it was just us messing around.
Right.
Messing around the house.
I listened to, I guess it was the EP then, and on Spotify the other night, and then I was listening to, when I learned that the Sunshine was on YouTube, I was listening to that today at work, and I was really digging it. It sounded really good. I like Pistol a lot. That was and I liked Creepin'. I liked those quite a bit. I mean,
Creepin' is one of our oldest songs.
Yeah,
it was the third song we ever wrote.
Yeah, it was one of those really like past the test of time.
It still hits live.
Yeah, we'll probably play that song forever.
Yeah, that's that's fun though. Like, I mean, that people still respond to those and stuff. I mean.
Yeah, totally. There's a couple of really old songs that we still throw in every now and then.
Right.
That aren't necessarily on a recording.
So, even talking like a possibly new record this year then, huh?
Yeah,
that would be.
We're always writing more material, and it just takes us a while, to get through the whole recording process. So we got a whole bunch of stuff we're just waiting to, like,
get out. We got a whole set waiting to go.
You guys record here in town, or...?
We recorded the first album at Utopia, but we're looking to record this one at Shock City Studios.
Cool.
Yeah, we've worked with them before.
Yeah, one of the EPs. Couple times like before. It was before I was in the band. Their old saxophone player.
No, it was
Jupiter.
Jupiter.
Is that where we? Jupiter Studios. Yeah, Jupiter.
That was where we did the tracks for Sunshine.
Sunshining. Yeah, that was at Jupiter. Yeah, my bad.
The first EP was at Shock City.
Yeah, the EP was at Shock City. The album was at Jupiter.
Utopia does,
I was also I also noticed on your page that said you guys were now a Creed cover band.
A tribute band.
Scott Stapp. That's the you got.
Zach,
the
is this you're doing?
That was the best April Fool's. Because I didn't even know. I got on Facebook.
The picture you posted. First, I said, where did he get that? Why does that exist?
Creed with their shirts on. Drift Away is
what kind of fucked up flyers?
One of my buddies started a Scott Stapp Tinder account, and I was like, "Oh my god, this is the best idea ever."
I'm apparently his only friend on Facebook. Popped up, I'm like, "Friend," and I start sharing everything on his timeline.
Remember that you should be like, "I'm Scott Stapp's friend." I'm Scott Stapp's only friend.
I still remember you, Scott.
Carrying
the
flame.
Way it used to be.
Carrying the flame.
Oh, God.
So clearly Scott Stapp was an important influence.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it boils down to. Yeah. I mean, it's about time we give where credit's due.
Right? Yeah, I mean, we're pretty much a Creed band. We're Creed with horns.
Yeah.
That's a terrible sell.
with horns,
a hard sell, man. That's a hard sell.
With horns wide open. The Creed horn tribute band.
With horns wide open.
Oh, no.
That's the next album title right there, man.
Yeah. It has to be, man.
Yep. Horns wide open.
It's organic.
Horns wide open.
There you
horns
go.
Wide open.
That's actually not that bad.
it kind of fits us horns wide open.
Yeah, man. I remember I like David Cross a lot, the stand-up comic, and he was telling a story about, you know, he talked a bunch of shit about Scott Stapp on stage one time, and then he got picked up to be on one of these like celebrity poker shows or whatever. And he happened to get seated next to Scott Stapp on this celebrity poker thing. And so he was like, you know, he's like, man, I was wondering if he heard what I had said, or, you know, and then he's like, so he went up and he's like, introduced him. He's like, hey, I'm, you know, I'm David. And he's like, I heard what you said, or something. Like, but, yeah, it just freaked me out. But man, yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, they get shit on a lot though. I don't know what the
it's gonna happen.
That kind of got replaced with Nickelback now, like
right. And that like was almost to their discredit. Like it was like Creed was you know, no, but then when people Nickelback came along, everyone was like, oh man, look what Creed did.
Yeah.
Look what you did.
You paved the way for
what.
Built a niche.
Right.
Oh, man. But I mean, it's the opposite. You can't have good music.
Nickelback's still going, though, right? I mean, yeah. They're still releasing that song.
I think I saw that their lead singer might be getting back with Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne?
This beef with Nickelback.
Yeah.
No, they're like,
you just put it on the internet. It's done.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't care. Fuck Nickelback.
Scott Stapp's gonna post that, and the only one's gonna know is Brian. He's his only friend.
I'm just gonna own it. He's gonna send him angry messages and be like, you guys, fuck, I thought you were my friend.
Scott Stapp get institutionalized like a little while ago?
Yeah, he got like tweaked out. He was like hiding out in hotel rooms.
Right.
Posted videos of YouTube. Yeah. Oh, crazy.
He went like happy lost at worst.
Yeah, he got all paranoid and shit.
You know what? You gotta compliment the guy on the fact that he does have a sense of humor about himself, because I did see online when when Creed, the movie, came out with Rocky franchise and stuff, like he did like a review on it, and that there was like not enough Creed songs. And,
that was funny.
All this kind of stuff. But it was just funny that he had the was able to joke about all this stuff. And that
joke.
You know, some of the guys take themselves way too seriously.
Absolutely.
But yeah, man, I'm not really a fan, but I just find it funny.
Yeah.
So for real though, like obviously you guys do pretty straightforward reggae kind of stuff. A lot of, you know, there's some other things going on, but who do you guys credit as your biggest influences besides Creed?
Sublime.
Yeah. Sublime.
For a lot of us, yeah.
Yeah. Fat Freddy's Drop.
Freddy's Drop.
There's a lot of music from New Zealand. New Zealand. That, like, really, you know, they definitely have a sound over there.
Black Seeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings.
Catching Fire.
Look at the rings.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
No,
but
we take a lot from old grunge bands.
It's right. Pretty much the one that has like good horn work though, like we try to pull from. Like,
and we have a lot of dub influence too.
Yeah. Scientists.
Scientists. Pretty much anything in Greed Sleeves.
Yeah, any of that old root stuff, Michael Prophet. Anything on Green Sleeves, really. On YouTube, if you type Green Sleeves and reggae, like, they're all good.
Right.
Just listen to them.
what was the house band for
Roots Radix?
Roots Radix, man.
The Roots Radix.
Yep, Wailing Souls.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
What's your guys, do you have a favorite show moment? Gonna see any of these guys live or anything?
We opened for Black Uhuru.
Yeah,
that was
legit.
That was pretty awesome. I mean,
pretty
as far
legit.
As just like,
and they are a big influence on us too.
Wasn't the greatest show.
No, it wasn't the greatest show. But as far as just like roots.
Yeah.
Like, it was.
I was really impressed how much like themselves they sounded.
They held it down.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, it sounded perfect.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for a long time. Yeah. They did it right.
But I mean,
it was fucking great. I had a great time.
Yeah. You guys are a part of a pretty cool thing, I feel like, going on here in St. Louis, that we have a pretty solid little, you know, reggae thing going. I mean, we got, you know, Unify, and I saw you guys actually shouted out some people on the page, too, I was scrolling. But, yeah, like Unify and Aaron Cam and the One Drops.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
I mean, there's some really great talent in town, and like... And it's just, it's cool to see. Another one, Tosse, but I know they recently split up,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
But, yeah, I mean, those guys are all great players and stuff. And like,
There's a lot of just great music across the
board. And it's really, we gotta, like, give thanks to, like, the venues that are, like, keeping it alive. Because, like, definitely. You know, reggae's definitely got it, you know, it's got its own scene. And, you know, there are a lot of, we really wouldn't be doing what we do without the good places and the good, you know, good people, like, keeping it alive.
Yeah,
like, sure. You know, there'll always be, like, you know, band, like, you know, we love Tosse, like, you know, those guys are our brothers, but, like, you know, bands come and go, but, like, there's always the places for bands to play.
Right.
And when the places for bands to play are cool, there's always going to be bands to play there.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just really what makes, you know, a scene and what makes a city and what makes a music community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, you know, really what, you know, it's what makes St. Louis cool. You know, we've got that. We've got places that, you know, people are always going to come.
Well, yeah, we got Mr. Roots and Glenda and Matt up at KDHX.
Yeah,
and they're real supportive of reggae.
88.1 is, like, Michael's just so, like,
yeah.
You know, there's nowhere in the world
that
does it like they do.
They've played all of our songs. Like I said, all the bands you just named, yeah, they played us all. And, like, you know, that they're an FM station, and, you know, like I said, they're the ones actually supporting mainstream on FM reggae and ska music. Like,
definitely.
That's it.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. I agree. KDHX is a very cool thing. I know they did a pledge drive not too long ago, and I backed them. I got a bunch of friends that work over there that have shows and I have been on my show and all this stuff. So they're all got to support each other and stuff. And
yeah, it's a community. It's a family.
Sure.
It's a family. Yeah. We're all part of all one big family.
Yeah.
You know? And it goes even beyond St. Louis. You know?
Right.
Like, we have a deep connectivity with bands that we've met out on the road.
Thank you, sir.
As far as, you know, the Carolinas, you know, on the East Coast. And
Ivory Vibes family. We go out there. We went out there every year. You know, pretty much we've been, you know, for most of the years we've been together.
Mm-hmm.
We go out to, you know, the Roots of Rebellion, Sun Dried Vibes, Treehouse. These bands out on the, you know, East Coast and like that area. You know, from like Nashville. Yeah, so, you know, just bands from, you know, just from different places making connections with different bands. I'm so excited about Chinese Connection Dub MC. Yeah, they're playing at Bro Roots. They're from Memphis.
Yeah.
They are so good.
Yeah,
like,
really
they're,
good.
Like,
yeah.
They're, I'm so pumped.
Yeah, actually, episode 199 I sat with Mark Harmon of Nonsense Brothers, who's putting on Mo Roots. And
Roots!
And we talked all about, it's essentially a... half an hour or so for Mo Roots. We went down the list, talked about all the bands, and you know, a lot of them have been on my show as well, and so I had a lot of stories to share about my friends. I know, like, Driving Wheels there, and Gorilla Theory are buddies also.
Yeah,
and
we just played with them recently.
Yeah, and I don't have the list in front of me, so I forget who's all there, but yeah, there's a ton of friends there, and it's going to be a great weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you guys are on the list, man. April 29th and 30th at Mo Roots and down at Bass River Resort.
Bass River, that's right.
Cool,
though.
Real soon.
It's going to get silly.
Oh, it's real soon.
Oh, yeah. You got
get chopped up.
You on your nuts.
Can we say this to the mic and hear you?
Yeah.
I don't know how many are in there, man.
Yep.
None.
No, that's man.
Anyway, yeah, Mo Roots is gonna be a party.
Two nights of Aaron Cam and the One Drops. And,
love those guys.
Yeah, AK1D. Yeah.
Zero. There's gonna be so many good bands though. Like I would say, like
Matahuchi,
Serco's playing, mm-hmm. Gorilla Theory's playing. That's gonna be like,
yeah.
We're
pumped. Like, yeah, Lucid.
Yeah. Spanklicious, like on the electronic side. Like man, I used to go to Hella Raves. Like,
yeah.
Grandpa Raver. Thanks
for that.
Grandpa.
Makes me move my hairpins out.
I'm excited just to be back at Bass River Resort because a few of us used to be in a punk band back in the day called The Deficit, and we played this festival. It was the first festival I ever played, music festival, that I'd ever been to. And it was out in at Bass River Resort.
Same place.
And we had a great fucking time.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Still a lot of really good memories from that. I'm really excited to go back to that place because I haven't been back since.
For sure.
Yeah, especially with Low Roots. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I think your chance for pre-sale tickets is running out. So if you hear this, get on there, get you some tickets and save a couple bucks. I think they're 60 right now, and then after that, then they're going to go up to 75 for the weekend. So get on them. Bass River Resort website for tickets and stuff. So come see these guys. You guys are also playing a couple of dates here in town. I got it written down here. We got April 21st. You'll be at Cicero's with
Ocean Disco.
Ocean Disco. Who? Where are they from? You guys know
Louisiana?
New Orleans.
Yeah, they're from New Orleans.
They're
from New Orleans. Yeah.
One of those.
Yeah, New Orleans. Yeah. Jack Hinson is an old friend of ours. He's one of the first friends we made as a band when we started up. We played at his old festival, Glowing Souls, and his band Ocean Disco is coming through town on tour, so yeah.
Very cool.
It's going to be a lot of fun to see him and open up for him and shit.
Yeah.
And Cicero's is a cool place. They got a really good sound there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good little room over there in the Del Mar Loop.
Yeah.
And then you got May 7th, you'll be at the demo.
Right.
You got, who's that one with?
Yeah, who's
the
with?
Elementary Livity Project out of, I want to say, Cincinnati, Ohio. I think they Rocksteady's coming with them. And we really like playing at the demo. They have a lot of really good out of town bands, like, mm-hmm. you know, just coming through. And anytime there's like a good reggae band, we try to, you know, they sometimes, you know, reach out to us when we get to open for them and, you know, help support.
Very cool.
I think they're friends with Roots of Rebellion. They're a band from Nashville. They're, they actually just won the competition to play Bonnaroo. Like they, they're tearing up Nashville. Like it's,
talk about Roots of Rebellion, not this band that you...
No. They're just friends of
disambiguation.
This, friends of this band who I am talking about.
Yeah.
But I'm excited about playing, you know, any band that's good in their book is good in my book. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Then we got May 14th at 2720 on Cherokee.
Oh, yeah. Homeschool.
Homeschool.
Homeschool. Yeah. Wait, what is that?
May 14th.
May 14th.
Right, I need to be committing all of this to memory. What else have you got for me?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then,
just gotta do a podcast so everybody learns our show.
Right.
Everybody in the band learns the show.
May 20th. We're playing out in St. Charles at Redfish Bluefish.
Oh, May 20th.
Yeah.
That's in my neighborhood. I'm out that way.
Yeah.
St. Charles County, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a cool little place.
Yeah. Yeah, they do a lot. I know Gorilla Theory's played over there a couple times. That's, you know, they're...
Schweiger it up there.
Yeah, Schweiger.
Yeah, we opened up for them at Redfish Bluefish.
Was that the last time we played
there?
No.
Yeah. Was with Schweiger.
Jimmy.
Really?
Who we played with this time?
Wait, did we play the... Was it the more recent time? But did I play the time we played with
them?
How many times we played?
You were there, bro. The weekend after that's Cosmic Reunion.
We did play with Schweiger.
Yeah.
Did I show up really late? Let me ask you that.
I don't remember.
I think I might have.
Probably. He probably showed up really late, yeah.
As is wont of the trumpet player.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, Brian didn't know who we were playing.
Oh, Loden? except they played after us, so that's heavy. Not really.
Wait, I must have got too drunk.
There we go. We hit the nail on
it. I must have just left because it's too far out to get too drunk. St. Charles. I don't endorse that. What's up?
What?
Keyboard player Stewie.
That's not Stewie.
He's one of those. See, Stewie represents our St. Charles leg of the giant weird monster that's the Driftaways.
Yeah,
yeah, he's from that side.
He's
I know he went to Scott for a while, so that's about as St. Charles as it gets.
Yeah,
you know?
Man. 13th year of high school.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, you said Cosmic Reunion.
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. They were playing.
Tell them about the Camp Driftaway, man.
Oh, I will. I gotta plug Cosmic first, man. That's like my job. I live there.
You don't. All right, do
Cosmic Reunion is at Astro Valley. It's gonna be legit as fuck. There's
still live there. I'm so confused. Yeah, we're playing the Thursday prequel.
Yeah, it's gonna be us. He lives there, and it's gonna be us, John Wayne, and the Pain, so and Cam. Like, it's gonna be like one hell of a party. The rest of the weekend is going to be Your Mama's Big Fat Booty Band, Dirtfoot's playing, Mountain Sprout's playing, Old Salt Union's playing, Driving Wheel's playing, Chugyo, that one guy. Actually, Sunday is going to be the Cosmic Orchestra. It's Jason Hahn and Michael Travis of the Yodo, and Jamie Jan over in Vibe Squad of Zilla, and that one guy, like, crazy super jam. Like, it's going to be, like, insane-o crazy.
That plus that one guy. It's like a mega circuit. Mega. Dude, anytime you sign up that one guy, it's going to be totally unique.
You just burn the place down.
No one else has his instrument.
He's never played with those guys before. He's like, yeah, I'm down. Like,
No one else has his instrument. I mean, like...
Where is he going to get the magical flute playing? Like, you know,
well, that's how you know he's the master of it. Right, because...
You know he's that one guy, man.
When I saw it, I asked if I could touch it. He's like... Like, I understand. Everyone must ask that.
But, on top of all those, we've got Camp Driftaway. It's kind of like our monthly summer gig. We play at the Offsets. Yeah, the Offsets down near, where is that?
Fredericktown.
Fredericktown, Missouri.
And OO?
It's
Don't get lost.
It's a big swimming hole. It's like, I think it used to be a big mine. Like, you know, with quarry. Huge, yeah, quarry. Big swimming hole.
We gotta sign an insurance form. Cliff diving. It's fun,
cliff diving, yeah. But, like, we bring, like, you know, a lot of sound. You know, you can hear it all over the lake, and it's a lot of fun. But
it's great sunshine vibes. Yeah, like, good combination.
Yeah, it's like in the afternoon. We usually do. Wait, when do we usually play? Like, is it like 1 o'clock
all day?
We start early. Depends. But it's like what? Like not even an hour and a half from St. Louis. It's like a really good time.
It's like an hour.
But we got January or June 4th. You know, not January. It's gonna be cold. June 4th.
Don't start jumping that thing.
July 9th.
What the heck is
that? And August 13th, Camp Driftaways. At
Paradise Cove or the Offsets.
Yeah, Paradise Cove is what it's called now.
But it's been the Offsets.
But they were always a really good time. You know, we get a lot of, it's pretty legit.
Sure. So I wanted to talk, too, about some of the little history of the band and stuff. How long have you guys been a group now?
5 years?
Yeah, 5-ish years.
Five-ish.
Been a band. We haven't always been the Driftaways, though. We used to be the Reptilians, but we had to change it.
Was there a metal band
called that? So.
And we were a three-piece.
No, I'm happy we changed it, because I don't know what we're talking about.
Well,
it's a great name.
We've also, you know, kind of pieced together. There's, like, the core. Who was in the band first? Was it just you?
Me, Nick, Kev.
And Stewie.
Stewie. And then, you know, the horn players kind of... I know they used to have another saxophone player. We used to have another trumpet player, Mike. And, we've kind of just, like, filled... You know, people have come and gone and moved and stuff. And we've kind of, you know, pieced together what we have now.
Yeah. But before this band, me, Sean, and Kevin were in a punk band, like he said, called The Deficit. And then after that broke up, like, a year or two later, then we kind of
I want to facilitate the return of the deficit.
Yeah,
I'd like to went back and listened to some of this stuff. Come on, man, we need you know what festivals like Hogarth's need is like hardcore, like 3 o'clock. We need more hardcore. Trump could be president. We need more hardcore. All right, this is like
only hardcore. Reggae cannot be the solution to that.
We can do both. Like, you know, we're musicians. We can play reggae and then play hardcore. There's no reason why we can't do that.
Bad brains.
Right. Like, it's totally legit. Like, people do that.
Oh, now that you say it's totally legit, I see.
Not either.
Bad brains. Now when Bad Brains plays a show, and for a long time now, when they play a show, they will do, like, 3 or 4 hardcore songs, which takes about 5 minutes. And then they'll do like 2 or 3 reggae songs. And it's cool because there's a giant circle pit going for the punk, for the hardcore stuff, the hardcore punk rock. And then everybody stops and lights up joints and shit for the reggae.
Howard, he's not broken.
And then they'll play a few reggae songs and then go right back into the hardcore punk rock. And then everybody just jumps back into a circle pit. And you see this cloud of smoke twisting above the circle pit.
You made that up. That's holy shit.
No, how that I swear to God. It's true.
It
was in New Jersey. I was in Asbury Park.
You must have been tripping as shit.
No, man. It was good.
Anyway, that's the history of the band. Started with a Dust Devil at Asbury Park.
The Drifting Waves were born in that moment.
Nope, not close.
So I guess the
no. I mean, like, that's what we try to do. We try to play reggae. You can have a circle pit too. At least I personally do. I don't know about the rest of the band, but like, I agree.
Yeah, I do. I have a personal internal circle pit every song.
It's actually how we keep time. You know, we just
keep it. Sean's internal circle pit just constantly oscillates. That's a history of right there.
Yeah. So I guess the punk was pretty heavy punk stuff.
Oh yeah, back in the day. Yeah. Me and Kevin and Dane, our old buddy Drew Maxey, did some, I don't know, we were in the punk scene, sure. You know, hardcore punk rock.
I just talked to these guys, Moon Bandits, they're kind of guys that played punk ska stuff years ago. Actually, Jason was in
Nelson.
Was in MU 330 and stuff, and so they started this new project, and they're opening for Voodoo Glow Skulls at Blueberry Hill.
Yes,
and so
some of us will definitely be in attendance for that show.
But anyway, just it's cool that they're you know, bringing it back. They're, you know, going back to their roots and stuff, and that's. It's cool, man. So yeah, that'd be a good night.
Yeah, you know? And in the old band, we always played. We always got booked with ska bands. Right. We were not a ska band whatsoever.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, most of us love ska, but you know, in the old band, but we always got booked with ska bands.
Yeah.
And I never thought that I would be in a reggae band.
Right.
And.
That plays a lot of ska.
And all you know? Really wanted to be is in a ska band that would. Play with your other band that you were in.
Weird.
And now that Zach's giving you the opportunity, you're saying no.
You could be.
We opened for the supervillains.
Yeah, we did.
At Pops.
Honestly, I don't have the chops for it anymore. I can't play those guitar licks anymore like I used to.
Come on, man.
No, I'm a trombonero now.
Yeah. Dubmeister.
See where that goes.
I work the knobs and the levers, man.
It's much less stringent.
And the brass slide.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody's got to run the dub train. Like,
yes, well,
somebody's got to do it.
You guys can help.
We all have our own toys. Like, you know, we all, that's the way we do it. We all, like,
yeah,
Sean has a lot of toys, but we all kind of run our own stuff so to like, a certain extent. So it's just a lot of, like, we try to keep a lot of, like, random weirdness going on. Like,
random weirdness. Well, there's melodica, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we use a lot of melodica. Yeah.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, we had a whole lot of, you know, fun percussion toys, but I think
we left them there again somewhere.
That's the joy of being a reggae band. Well, yeah, smoke so much weed, we lose everything.
That's the
we
joy
own
of being in a seven-piece reggae band. It's the responsibility falls
this
on
one.
Someone else.
Yeah.
Endlessly.
Nick, tell about this.
Shut
out
of
here. St.
Louis
assumptions. Tell them about
the assumptions.
How were that thing?
Mix slurps?
Sorry.
But anyway, eventually we will have new percussion toys, and we will, rock again.
That's the story of the Driftwood. The history of the Driftwood.
Yeah, this is how we formed. This is the third time we lost.
We lost a lot of
own.
Stuff. We lost a lot of people. Here we are.
You know, that's what the.
No, this is the best incarnation. Though, like, you know, it felt like it was all coming towards this culmination of people that are in the band right now. You know.
Yeah, I've talked to, you know, some people. I mean, obviously, being around music scene enough, you're going to see a lot of bands come and go, and a lot of people in and out of bands, and, you know, join up with another band and stuff. I mean, it happens. And a lot of them will say, you know, it's like a basketball team or whatever. You know, it's like you're always looking for the best starting five, and like eventually you find that group of five guys or seven guys in your case or whatever, but that really wherever it clicks, and you know, it's like,
well, we all are also pretty flexible about that. Zach, you know, he went through a little fit like half a year ago where he thought he quit the band, and we kind of like told him he didn't, but in the meantime we found a replacement anyway that plays with us a lot and will continue to do so. Zach cannot make, you know, future engagements due to, like, him being the one that procreates for all of us. Apparently, he's at two now.
My daughter was born, four days ago.
I think they're just getting going. I think the idea of procreating gets him, like, his juices flowing. And, yeah.
But, like, you know, I really like being, you know, a family man and being home with the family.
Yeah, so anyway,
it's nice that we can do this as a, you know, creative entity where it's like, you know, I can still write a million songs and like have a lot of fun. Other people can play my sax parts when I'm not there. It's all good. I don't care.
Right.
Well, he's having babies.
Raising babies. Not necessarily. I don't know how many more babies I'm gonna have, but at least you know, raising them is a full time job.
You have to keep going until you have a son. It's rules. They're rules.
My grandpa had five daughters. Like, my Bo's already, like, called me out on it. Like, I got the sides cursed. You're going to have five daughters. I'm like, don't you even put that evil on me. Like,
don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby. Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, we're just going to... All my hope is one at a time. As long as I'm one at a time, I'm
dude,
right.
I'm just saying, you don't pop out a son. Mary's going to decapitate you.
Well, we like girls.
What is this? What is this, feudal England?
For the most part, it's a very relaxed environment. Like, you know, girls are semi-chill.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's why we have another sax player who's not here. He was here earlier, but, you know, he got tired or something.
Plus, we like to keep it, you know, fresh. We like to do, you know.
We also play with a lot of other musicians, different permutations of the group, notably with Bongo Jack.
Yeah, Bongo Jack, who was a former member of the band,
yeah,
plays with the Blue Fruit Snacks and some new project and stuff like
with
that.
Another former member, right? What's his name?
No,
I'm getting all my shit confused. This is before I was with the band.
No, but Odiah has played with us quite a bit. I think
he's been in Zion and the Lion of Roots, Yard Squad.
Yeah,
it's all one big family.
With, he wasn't ever in.
Oh, okay. Again, I'm getting my pre-band prehistory.
Prehistory, the band prehistory.
Okay.
Downstate, man. I think they're still playing for the music.
Yeah, Downstate's still around.
Reed Man's still kicking it.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you guys do quite a bit of road work, too, right?
We try to keep pretty busy. We got a couple out of town, like, places that we, you know, we do pretty good. We have a pretty good, you know, home base out. We like to play, you know, I think the...
Wineries.
Yeah, we like to play a lot of wineries. We do a lot of Southern Illinois wineries. Those are a lot of fun.
Yeah,
Conway, Arkansas. King's Live Music. If you're ever in the middle of Arkansas and have a chance to go to King's Live Music, that is the coolest place. They're the nicest people, and it's in like the smack dab middle of Arkansas.
Wonderful.
Conway, Arkansas. Yeah, that's legit.
Which but I found out is where Conway Twitty got his name.
Oh.
From Conway, Arkansas.
That's a spot then.
What other places do you play?
We play out in Kentucky. We go out there quite a bit. You know.
Tell about our upcoming summer tour that we haven't planned yet.
We're going to be in California next week.
Yeah. Maybe in 7 years we'll go somewhere. I don't know. We got tour. We got shows,
yeah.
Man.
Tell them about Alaska in August.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Play for the fish.
Yeah, we're more weekend warriors with 7 people in the band, people working.
We're going to Indianapolis. Yeah. We really like to get out to Chicago. That's kind of our next
day. We got to Kansas City.
So we need to say it in an interview before we can think about it.
Right. Yeah. That's a set in stone. Like, now I need to remind you when I listen to this.
There's some dudes we're talking to. So if any dudes are listening that are good at that kind of thing, hook us up with Chicago gigs.
Yeah.
We'll show up.
We'll be there, man.
Do you guys like? You got a van, or you guys take several cars?
Several cars.
I like to think it's incognito. You know, in St. Louis, people, you know, everybody gets their van broken into.
Van
route,
yeah.
You can buy a van, man. Like, you know.
Okay.
Hey, did you like your car? Good.
It takes us at least 3 cars.
Yeah.
At least 3 cars, and it has for years. We go out. We've been going out to Carbondale, Illinois, for years. Mm-hmm. You know. Like we mentioned earlier, Conway, Arkansas, which is a 6-hour drive one way.
Richmond, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Richmond, Kentucky.
Indianapolis.
Wait, no, did we ever play there?
We don't know. We don't know anymore in Indianapolis. I might book us some, but whatever.
We've never played there, but it's a common place we've thought about playing.
North Carolina, South Carolina. Yeah, 3
East
vehicles
Carolina.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Many directions of Carolina.
Yeah, we've kept touring to the Midwest for now.
Right.
I mean, we branch out whenever the opportunity presents itself.
Oh, yeah, the South.
I mean, the South's in desperate need of reggae. I mean, other than, like, Florida and, like, that coast, like, they definitely have reggae. But you get out into these other states and, like, they're, like, thirsting for it. All they have is, like, bluegrass. Which, I mean, don't get us wrong, we love bluegrass, but...
Right.
Whenever that's all you got, you want something else a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, that's one thing I do love about St. Louis here, right in the middle of the map. We kind of got everything. There's a little.
Yeah.
These little niche communities all around the city of people playing rock, and we have a little, you know, some rap. We have bluegrass. We have country. We have reggae. It's all represented out here, and it's so that's what's really neat to see. In our culture here, so
not more
sure.
So yeah, Well. Do you guys want to jam?
The acoustic shit.
Yeah.
You want to play guitar on it?
Dang, grab the guitar.
I'm going to put a mute in my trumpet.
Let's see, I really want to do something off the album.
You guys can jam a couple of the new ones. You can jam your new ones.
Let's just rock.
We're not.
Keep on moving.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's play one off the album.
Whoops.
What?
Let's play your window.
That
you want to
no.
Down? No, I don't want to play it.
Come on, let's play your
window. No.
Let's burn down Babylon.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Zach, will you put some several things in your bell to make it quieter?
It's not doing good. I can just like be in here and go quiet.
Can you wrap a sock around your ligature? That's a pretty good idea, right?
I didn't bring a clean
dip
sock
your
clean.
Reed in wax.
Okay, let's do it.
No, okay. Right.
I can play quiet. I promise. Especially in this song, I can play quiet. We're good.
But drape you in a sheet.
Drape you in a sheet.
Go in the other room.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Bye.
good, guys.
Let's do I and I and Billy Golden.
What?
Oh,
you're out
of your damn
mind. Let's go to bed.
We didn't talk about doing that.
To bed.
With drumsticks, dude.
No way.
All right.
We,
Zach, slap over wood here.
Huh?
Want to do one of your new ones?
It hurts.
A little taste of something new?
Pieces of mints?
No. Nah. None of that. I don't do it enough to...
Let's do a fun sing-along.
Alright.
What are we doing?
Gardening gloves in the basement.
We're going to bust out something. A little
better.
Alright.
That was a really cool
button down for November 1.
Gardening gloves. We took this trip to gardening gloves.
What are we doing?
Gardening gloves.
Is that nothing?
Can't hide, won't run. You can do it.
Yeah,
Yeah. All right. You just want to... We're just doing an acoustic. You just want to start with you.
Yeah, start.
All right. Go ahead. How did they find me? Oh, could this be a dream? Oh, could this be reality? But you really see. I thought that it could go this way. But thought that it could be just me and a man in uniform. Oh, can I? Whoa, run. Now I sit alone. You're with my soul. Knows my name, he knows just where to look. He's not even here, and he was ready for the book. How could I have been so blind? How could I have been so blind? All my life, my love, you've been my family. Thank you for me in a power game that was never meant to be. With a chance to get ahead, to make myself a name. Living in this world with you, it'll always be safe. Can I? Won't run. Now I sail alone.
Wash away the wicked world.
light world. All those days we did
just now.
Feel our love, alive and low. Everywhere we go,
we're bringing child of
love. That's why I hope that it's all raining soon.
Why?
To wash away this wicked world.
Refrain.
So yeah, you can catch these guys again, Mo Roots, April 29th and 30th. Actually, before that, too, you can catch them at Cicero's, April 21st with Ocean Disco. The demo, May 7th, and 2720, May 14th. And then Cosmic Reunion on Memorial Day weekend, May 26th. Doing the Thursday night pre-party.
Yeah.
Aaron Cameron, One Drop, Sean Way and the Pain. It's going to be a fun time.
For sure.
Yeah.
You guys got a Facebook and Instagram.
Facebook, Instagram,
Driftways.com.
Yeah, Driftways.com.
And so, yeah. Get out there, follow them online, and then you can stream Sun Shining on YouTube right now, and then what do you guys do? You have physical copies?
We do have physical
copies.
So
yes, we do.
So if you go to any of the shows, pick up a copy there. And thanks so much, guys, for hanging out.
Thanks
for
having
us.
Thanks
for coming over.
Yeah.
And hanging out with us. It was fun.
That's been cool. All right. I'll see you around, guys. Thank you.
Peace.
She's my sidearm, sweetie, always ready to go. Eyes on the target, you know she won't miss. I'm gonna be the one when she goes ballistic. Yeah, she's a pistol, and she's aiming at me. She's a pistol, and she's aiming at me.
Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.